Oh.
Garrett.
Wow.
That wasn't me?
What the
thanks,
fuck is
thanks,
that?
Thanks, Garrett.
Always hold on to it.
Thank you, Garrett.
You got the new
that was me.
Oh, good one.
Way to start an educational program.
Sorry, guys.
The podcast is starting. I'm going into cool mode. If you got that on camera.
Wait.
I'm going into cool mode.
Oh. Damn, you're probably all warm and shit. That's cool.
That's fucking sick, dude. Whoa.
The sickest jacket, and I only just now on camera saw this one's ripping.
Dude, you look like Spider-Gwen. That's sick.
Yeah, whoa, it was too cool. Too cool to live.
By cool, do you mean like it's cool out so I'm going to do that, or it looks cool?
All of the fucking above.
Can you, hey, Emperor, can you put the hood up?
Yeah.
See, that's real.
And I'm afraid the shields will be quite operational when your friends arrive.
Do the spider thing again? That's the real Spider Gwen right there.
Go, but Stacey. Are they cartridges or is it a power inherited by the spider?
Oh, let's have that debate. Fucking never. Theme song.
It's more elegant having it be inherent to the radioactive powers.
Having it be
an invention.
He's with him. It's Bafangul. Listen, it's fucking organic. It's he got bit and it was a radioactive takeover of his senses.
Not real.
It's just
idiots.
It's
stupid people.
Well.
All right, that's settled.
It's settled.
I'm still
welcome to the podcast. I'm in a different seat tonight because my microphone wants me dead. We tried so many different things with it, and it was imploding. So I said, Derek, stay home. I got this, and I took his seat.
It was all the Lady Gaga little monsters hacking your mic
after
last week's DM attempt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's the end of that story. Not dealing with that anymore. Anyway, but welcome to the podcast. Yeah. Hey, we got to talk about this. One of the biggest things announced in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They announced it a few days ago. I know I've talked about it probably a million times, but it's been announced coming worldwide in HD, the classic series. CKY is being put in HD. They announced Evangelion for Netflix this week.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. Nah. But just an hour ago,
Sean's excited.
Joe Franz on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff said, I'm getting all the original assets from the CKY videos and putting them into HD. If you talk about the Evangelion, Godfather in 4K, CKY.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin is shaking behind the camera. Is this going to have Bam's sex tape Easter egg?
I hope.
Is that coming?
Is that HD?
I hope.
You can see
Bam and Jen?
Literal shit coming out of an ass.
Hopefully.
People.
Wow.
Whoa. That's
it's high art stuff, guys.
Just think an uncompressed DTS audio. You'll hear, I pissed on you because you put shit on my mouth.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's going to be to relive some of those classic moments in widescreen for the first time.
I don't even know. Will it be widescreen? I don't know. They shot it on film, so they can do it in very high resolution. But I don't know about.
I hope they do like limited screenings of that. That'd be fucking awesome. Do you remember how incredible the Jackass like premieres were? Like seeing it in theaters.
Oh, it was so much fun.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I'd be there.
Dangerous sometimes.
Yeah, we went to the Jackass 2 premiere when someone threw a bottle into the audience right at the end.
During the credits.
Fun night the entire night. And then all of a sudden, whoop, 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 and some girl just got smashed.
Like a 40. Like, cool. Like a empty 40
thanks
bottle.
For that.
Those were different kinds of movie experiences. Because it was like you were all going to laugh together. But it wasn't like a comedy where it's like, oh, this is a funny scene. It's just like you're laughing throughout the whole entire thing. And the crowd is like, oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, no, you like the screen, but you don't really care because it's like this.
No, that
matter.
Movie you don't care.
No, it was cool.
And it was like so much fun. I feel like I had the Jackass movies and then honestly myself, Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was just like along for the ride yelling and stuff, having fun.
Now here I'll add to that. In just the discussion about audience participation and reaction to films.
Sure. Yeah.
there is a fine distinction, and I realized this after Game Days, you know, because there's been times we've all gone to a big screening of something at Game Days, too, inside Disneyland or whatever. And I realized what it is. It's, you know, it's not... Here's the thing, is when you're watching something in a theater, I don't think it's bad to have noise if it's reaction or response. Yeah. What sucks is when people yell shit, like, here's a funny joke... Hey, right. you know, right. do yeah. this. That is like, man, shut up. But when it is genuine response and excitement to what's happening, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it can get ridiculous. I was at the world premiere of Transformers.
Wow.
And everyone cheered standing ovation for every transformation. And it was like, I got to leave. I can't.
Right.
So there are limits. But, you know, I was at a packed house for like when Return of the King came out. And nobody was talking or anything, but man, when like Legolas took down that elephant thing just the bow, people were like, "Oh!" That was like one of the funnest things ever. Because
everyone's
know?
Along for the ride, having a great time.
No one was trying to make noise; they were just blown away.
If you do talk, like I've even heard like in a scary movie, goes, "Oh no," or whatever.
Yeah. It's reaction.
That to me is like you're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
But when I had the guy during some movies started quoting 300, he stood up and goes, "Gentlemen." Let's show them who we are fighting, or whatever.
Yeah, shut
and then
up.
Someone shut the fuck up. And sat down. But that guy was trying to—he's not the show.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's all about excitement versus upstaging,
right?
And that's an important thing. So anyway,
I would make the distinction like if you could keep it to noises and not words, you're in the clear.
Yeah. But I say some words are okay.
Yeah.
I'll even say
word.
Fuck sometimes as a reaction.
Yeah, fuck is a word.
Yeah.
I like it.
But, you know, if you're talking favorite reactions, like I said, that Return of the King showing I was at was really exciting. But I was also a big fan of when Gone Girl ended and you just heard every man go, So that was
I was just listening to that very fucking Trent Reznor track. I was like,
Inception. The whole crowd was like, "Ah!"
Yeah, everyone was like, "Oh!" Yeah, that was great. That was great. I just saw. You know what? I didn't realize until like a day ago. I just saw the movie Patriots Day, which is
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, it's about the Boston bombing,
right?
And I didn't know Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross scored that.
Oh, I didn't either.
I didn't know either. And then it ended, and I was like, what?
They also did mid-90s for like some
I didn't realize that.
I heard that, I still have to see that, too. There's so much out.
Speaking of crowd reactions, I just saw the house that Jack built, which was... Speaking of most famous crowd reactions, at the Cannes Film Festival, this is Lars von Trier's like 2.5-hour serial killer movie.
I can't wait to see this.
It played at Cannes, it had over 100 walkouts. When it played in San Diego, just 3 walkouts.
Only 3?
No, it was an older gentleman and then 2 guys later on. It's fun. Half of Lars von Trier's movies are very avant-garde, like Antichrist. Like, okay, this is more like on the lines of American Psycho. Like, pitch black, dark comedy. I really liked it. It's really good. It's going to be out again in December, like rated R. But for one night only, it's screened uncut. And
I read an article about that they're in hot water about that.
Yeah.
Because they violated some MPAA rules where they showed it uncut. They showed it unrated. And then they're like, but it'll be rated later. And I guess there was some issue where MPAA was like, you can't do that. Like, you can't just show whatever cut you want and then go, nah, and then... I don't know what the deal is.
The rule is it's too close to the actual release date.
Yeah.
They didn't get something approved. But also, we're at the point now, like, who cares about the MPAA?
Yeah,
that's old school shit that it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Put that shit online, baby. That really is an old, dead thing.
Like, no one goes on Netflix like, this is rated R. Did your parents say yes?
And that's the thing is, like, you know, now that I have kids, I'm the judge. This movie is PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids wouldn't like this. It's rated R. Yeah, they can handle it. You know, fuck off, MPAA. What do you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good guideline, but not like something
to impose actual rules
that
and
movies
penalties.
Should be beholden to.
Yeah,
like,
you can't do that. We're the movie law.
No? Yeah.
Is that what that is? The movie law? Like,
and it's because of them that cable started surpassing movies.
Yep.
Right.
Because cable doesn't fall under that. Yeah. So it's like,
HBO,
Game of Thrones, look at the shit we're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so the whole thing is
like you said, it serves a purpose for, you got to have guidelines for G and PG so a mom can just take her kids to the theater.
Good guidelines. But for
art house, like super weird, Lars von Trier thing, he can release as many cuts as he wants. He's an artist?
An auteur.
Are there certain movies you forget that they're rated R or something? The Matrix? It's got a lot of death by gunshot, and that's it.
Yeah, but then you find out, first of all, it's not bloody at all.
Yeah,
some of it is.
It is.
Yeah, Neo when he gets gunned down at the end.
Oh, he's bloody. Yeah, but that lobby scene.
No, that's not bloody. Yeah.
That's a lot. But you learn after that. It's like, well, these people, they're real, but if they're not dying, it's not. It's not what we thought it was.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a little different.
But yeah, a lot of movies like will get R because they say fuck twice. Yeah. And the big one was Eighth Grade was rated R or something like that because like they talk like teenagers, saying they say fuck talking about sex, and it was rated R. And Bo Burnham's like, this is made for junior high kids. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He had to tell. They had to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, for me, and I just watched it the other day. For me, every year it's Love Actually. I always go, time to watch a Christmas movie. Oh, they're naked. Yeah, simulated blowjob. Yeah, this is not. Yeah, I forgot this is an R-rated
movie. I like that scene.
Movie.
I remember that scene.
It's an R-rated film.
Oh, you really like that one, huh?
It was on cable while I was at my family's house, and I didn't realize they shot alternate scenes for that movie.
Interesting.
Did you know that, Brian?
No.
Because I know Brian loves that movie.
They did?
They did, and so I watched it on cable. There's a scene where Hugh Grant is the new prime minister and meets this girl who works at the White House, whatever the fuck they have. Turn Down Extreme?
Ten?
Big Ben?
Turn down for what?
Ted Downing Street?
Ted Downing Street.
Ted Danson Street?
Why don't they just have a White House?
Yeah.
They got Parliament.
It'd be so much easier. Yeah, or do like a blue house.
It's a Parliament thing.
Yeah. It's like Cheers, right? Ted Danson Street?
Yeah.
But the Queen lives in a castle, but your prime minister gets a... Lame.
A bar?
Well, anyway, so he meets her there in the original movie. Cheers. The girl goes like, "Oh shit, hi. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to curse in front of you. I knew I was gonna fuck it up. Fuck." Like she just keeps cursing in front of the prime minister. And in this one, she goes, "Oh hi," and she kisses him on the cheek, and then goes, "Oh, sorry. I don't know why I did that. I shouldn't have done that. What? I do that to my friends." I don't even know you. And then he walked away. I was like, that was a whole different scene.
That's
totally
different.
That was crazy. And there were scenes like that when he writes, "We have small peckers" or whatever that he writes.
Yeah.
He puts, "We have little brains." And I was like, reshot parts of it.
That part's, I mean, that makes sense. But like that, the other part like really sets up the tension between like the two characters being like awkward in their new roles. Yeah. Like so her kissing him on the cheek like does that, but it's like, no, they're just both.
They should have just bleeped it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Would have worked.
I feel like that would work. But no, I didn't know they had completely shot a different scene for that at all.
Yeah, it's rare that you see that. But anyway, but I always forget that's an R-rated movie. The what's his name? Hobbit. What's the fucking guy?
Peter Jackson.
Martin Freeman. Oh. His character is just not in the movie.
Oh,
like that.
Oh,
like really? That relationship is just eliminated entirely.
For time, they just got rid of
his
storylines. Well,
because it was all nudity, and they were just like easier to just...
I haven't seen this movie.
That was the cutest couple. They met
you never saw Love Actually?
No.
Great Christmas movie.
Good Christmas movie, it is.
There's some things that haven't aged well. There's some things in it that haven't aged well, but overall it's like... And what's funny is the dude... there's a young guy who's friends with this other couple, and it's the guy who ultimately would play Rick in The Walking Dead. But and that's what I know him from. So when I see him in The Walking Dead, I'm like, I can't believe this is that young British guy. Because now he talks like this. And you can live with us or you could choose death. And he's, in that movie, it's just, there's the footage. Would you like, I filmed the wedding for you. There you are. And it's just like, what are we doing?
He's a bit measly.
What is this? So it's weird.
Going back to the original, the big cluster, we talked CKY, I'm excited. But please, Rocket, the pariah of anime and thought. What is... Evangelion's coming
of
to
anime and thought.
Let's break into it.
What order should I watch it in?
That's fine.
So everyone, when Evangelion comes out on Netflix, you gotta go backwards.
Here's
and
how
I'm not talking episodes in reverse. I'm talking all in reverse.
Yeah.
You hear devil stuff.
3.33. Start at the end credits. Roll it backwards.
Yeah. Isn't there actually one backwards thing in the second movie in Rebuild, like 2.22 or whatever? I think there actually is when he is in the cockpit at one point. If you play it backwards, you hear a voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they probably did that because they heard people say shit like that.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the time.
Just like, fuck with the audience.
Like it's a Sabbath record.
So, yeah, so the actual story is Evangelion's finally coming out in HD on Netflix, including End of Eva. I don't know if they confirmed the rebuilds yet or anything like
no,
that.
No, rebuilds are not a part of this deal.
But, yeah, like the whole thing is this show's been out of print forever, and this is now finally legally obtainable.
Thank God.
So...
Yeah, which is huge. And not only will it finally be legally attainable, but it's in the biggest possible arena. Like, like you can't get more mainstream than that, you know? And it's going to be really interesting. It comes out spring, and I can't wait to see how that goes with the general public.
Yeah.
I can't. I said this in a video that I put up on my personal channel, but I'm so excited for people to see the ending of it. A whole new generation... who's heard forever how great the show is, and they're not even fucking ready for how it ends. I'm so excited for that.
Well, like, it hit pretty mainstream by going to Adult Swim for a period.
Yeah, but did they
ever
air
finish?
The whole, did they
air the
whole
thing? That was what my question was they did. Yeah, did they get to the movies? Yeah. Did they end? I can't imagine they aired End of Eva ever.
Yeah.
You just get the last...
No, they didn't air the movie.
I don't even know
sure.
if they got to the ending of the episodes. Like,
I don't know if
they would
did.
Always repeat stuff, like play the first six and then start over again and play the first six to 13
I'm not,
and then...
I don't know where they went with that, but man, I'm so excited for that to be out there and available. And I was saying, like, in the time that we've talked about it on the podcast, it hasn't been available. I guess someone did point out that they did the box set like in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
They did reprint it a couple times up until like 2010 or 11. So even though the company that owned it was pretty much defunct, it did get reprints until then. But that's still 8 years.
Yeah.
It hasn't been, you know, really commercially available in a way that was accessible. And so having it in this place... You know, and I was wondering when I heard that, I was like, well, who owns it now? Like, the company that owned it before isn't around. Mm. End of Eva was owned by Manga Entertainment, and they're not doing much. And
Funimation owns, like, the rebuilds.
Yeah, so who owns what? Who licensed it to Netflix? Well, from what I understand, nobody did. Netflix bought the show.
Mm-hmm. What?
Worldwide distribution rights.
Wow.
Netflix owns this shit, I believe.
For a period of time, or just...
No, they own it. That's
now.
Just part of the name.
I think that's
they own it. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
God, make some fucking Netflix-branded Blu-rays, because I would like to...
In all honesty, they've done... Because that was the initial thought is, well, we're not getting a Blu-ray box set, but they did it for Stranger Things.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And they've done other... I guess other anime series that they've done this with.
Yeah.
I think they have even had, like, Funimation, make the box set. Yeah,
Done
that. So I think it will still probably happen. Because they know there's a ton of hardcore fans that would pay $1 billion.
It's money. Like, why wouldn't they? It's fucking money.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
So what I'm really excited for the public to see it. What I'm even more excited about is our boy Sean gets a second chance to revisit. Mm-hmm. And kind of check it out, get a whole new spin on it, you know,
fresh eyes
in HD.
I'm starting to get excited about what now that you're older and kind of take another look at it, what you're going
to
think. Are you kind
of
excited about that?
Maybe you'll get a new dub to listen to it by, you know, shed some light.
I'm too stupid to watch the show.
Don't say
come
that.
Come on.
No, it's true.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix. No, I can watch. I can figure out how to hit play. But after that, my brain just is like, what is this? And I can't figure it out because I'm too fucking stupid to understand the show.
No.
Come on.
I was... The bit's over. But what I was saying to Rocco is like, that moment on the podcast years and years and years ago, I watched the show for Rocco. I think back on it and I still get so mad. It hasn't subsided at all, anger towards him. You talked to me about every episode. I talked to you because you wanted me to watch the show. I was like, oh, this happened. And you waited until we were live on the podcast to bombard me with the fact that I was stupid and got something wrong and I missed something. You waited to embarrass me in front of everyone because you're a fucking asshole.
You got to appreciate a bit on the podcast.
That wasn't a bit. That was you.
Set up.
That was you just being fucking mean.
So imagine Netflix 2019, have this internal strike with all your friends groups. We can't wait to promote this.
I'm in a zone here, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
So my point is that I would normally be like, you know what? I don't know, I thought it was okay. It was kind of cool. Let me watch this again and see what I think now. I will absolutely not watch it again. I will never watch it again because of how I felt like I was treated. And I'm honestly like, if I watch it again, I'm just going to make fun of. It's not worth it to me. I don't care. I don't care. So you maybe have exposed this show to millions of people who watch us and think, I'm going to watch that because of Rocco. It was the opposite with your greatest friend. Whoa. You destroyed it for me. You ruined anime for me. I really think I won't give anime a try because of how that went down.
He's getting
so
heated.
Just know that is true, and I will never watch the show again. Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank wow. You. So it's a hot button.
Thank you.
I'd say.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're not going to watch it again?
I'm not going to watch it again. Oh, okay. I'll probably pass on that. I'll watch literally HD? Anything else in hey. The fucking world in that
you
show
did
again.
Check, you did. You checked out Cowboy Bebop later.
I did.
You didn't finish tight. It.
I didn't finish you it. Watched but it. I checked it out. Yeah.
Well, shit, Netflix is doing a live-action version of that, too, right?
Yeah, so within 24 hours, it was like, wow, Netflix picked up Evangelion. That's amazing. This great moves. These guys are amazing. Oh, yeah, and we're doing Cowboy Bebop live-action show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's a stereo you know, effect.
I didn't want to assume, but I was like, does anyone feel they need that? Like,
I always heard that why? Was in the works yeah. with, like, God. Keanu Reeves. Yeah, yeah. exactly. And I was kind of like, the original exists, so yeah. I'm fine. I don't hate live-action anime adaptations, as you guys know. So I would be interested in it, but... without Keanu Reeves and by Netflix, and it's not going to be like a movie. It was going to be like a episodic,
miniseries,
right?
Yeah.
That's something I'm not into.
But I feel my feeling on it, though, is just why bother? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like all you do with these anime live action things is everyone's mad and there's no legacy of anything good.
I think it's funny when everyone gets mad.
But
like
here's the thing,
the
though. They don't ultimately matter. There are people that act like it's ruining the show.
No, Death Note's ruined.
Yeah, Death Note's ruined.
The anime imploded in on itself and you can't watch it anymore because of the live action.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, remember when we went to the theaters to see the Dragon Ball movie and yeah. now there's no more Dragon Ball?
Yeah, Dragon Ball's over like, and that was it.
Like, it doesn't matter. Because when the Netflix deal got announced for Evangelion, people were like, you know, they're just gonna make live action Evangelion. Oh, fuck, what are we gonna do? Ignore
well,
it.
Weta Workshop was gonna
watch
do that
don't
10 years ago.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the Ghost in the Shell like reboot or remake will come and go, and that's yeah. it. And yeah. then everyone's but Scarlett Johansson's ruined forever. So.
But I want to go back to Sean.
Oh, no,
I want to say that I did say on a recent podcast, though, I watched the series with someone,
yeah,
and they went, why is Misato, why is she crying in the scene? And she didn't know. That part, it doesn't read totally clear. And I never realized until it was almost a decade later yeah. that it's not clear when a certain character dies. So yeah. I did apologize to Sean. I bridged the gap. I made amends, mea culpa, all that stuff. So I feel like it's only right he rewatches every episode.
That's just where
I'm
at. You could
at.
Do a Sean
today. I did apologize in that episode.
You apologize.
Okay. I made peace.
Okay.
Because I watched it with someone very intelligent.
That's the thing, because if it was a moron.
No. They were very intelligent, and they were like, why is Misato crying? And I was like, oh, I have an apology to make.
Yeah.
And so I did. BRB. I did it at the end of a podcast. I made the whole
if
thing.
If I remember, you didn't accept his apology very well.
No, it doesn't sound
it
like
kinda,
me.
It kind of set you off like as it did before. We got all excited and started talking fast.
Is that what I do?
Yeah.
Oh,
you get fired up about Ava, which I think...
Sean's
you know.
An Ava nut.
I'm very, hey, you know what? Good or bad, I'm very passionate about Ava.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very passionate
it's polarizing. Strong opinions coming to Netflix.
So speaking of strong opinions, this is something that blew my mind, is rumor broke out in the past couple days that they're redubbing it completely from the ground up. And I could not believe the reactions I saw to that. How many people were like devastated?
That blew me away.
I didn't know anybody liked the dub. I was always under the impression that the dub was horrible.
Same here.
For that. The Japanese actors and the performances in that are so iconic that I just thought, well, okay, well, everyone's on that tip. But
Ono is like Spielberg, Kubrick. I mean, this guy's on a level of Artur Frank that you don't take away from the source. Yeah. You read the subtitles. And you listen to the audio tracks provided, even if they're in stereo only.
But especially, like, I just thought everyone thought the dub was bad. But
same here.
The series is one thing. But the dub for End of Evangelion, it actually is atrocious in the way that it adds... First of all, translates things wrong.
Yeah.
Says that this is from this, and that's not correct, and, you know, whatever.
As far as, like, adds, plot stuff, yeah. Like, there's, like, a, like, missed...
Adds profanity that isn't there. Mm-hmm. Adds sound effects that are not there. I just cannot believe anyone really wants that. The series, maybe... I gave up on the dub for that. Maybe it is better later on, so I can't comment.
What I saw was...
the movie, I was like...
Yeah, the movie's, like, stunned. Unforgettable.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
What I saw was, like, people saw it that way first, and they're attached to the dub.
Yeah.
I can't speak to that because I saw it, you know, in Japanese for the first time, and then when I tried to even attempt to watch it again... Yeah. In English, it was like, oh, whoa, no.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way. Like, I never even watched an episode of it on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with the show forever. But when it aired on TV, I really didn't care because it was like, oh, it's not in Japanese? Oh, never mind.
Yeah. It just blew my mind. I thought redubbing was like, that's the best thing they could do. But I don't know.
We're too hard.
I was surprised. But like the series, okay, maybe everyone's got their preference, but the movie actually gets things wrong. Like they have to redub that.
They didn't know that, though.
Yeah. I just,
you know,
yeah.
The English dubbers are like,
they don't know.
There's plot shit that is wrong in that dub. And I just can't fathom wanting to keep that.
You also brought up though, you know, people ask, yeah, but is there a dub of it that I can watch when you recommend them something? Mm-hmm. And that just kind of like speaks to like, are you going to do something else while you're watching this?
I think that's what it comes back to.
Like, is that why you want the dub? Because you want to do like video games and have that on in the background?
But I will say though, I do have that thought. Because
you need to watch Eva.
Yeah, carefully.
Very, you know, attentively.
But yeah. I will say though, in general, dubbing in general has gotten better. It used to be back in the day, dubbing was embarrassing. But it has gotten better. And again, some dubs have actors that people really like and even may prefer. And so that's a different
scenario.
Like, Ghibli
is like the A tier when it comes
to
the dubs.
Yeah, they've got great dubs.
90s Pioneer stuff was great.
That's what I was going to ask about is, like, what shows do you prefer the dub?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the easiest thing to say, but for me, Bebop I absolutely prefer. That's the one where I prefer the English dub. Yeah, even the creator spoke up about that, where he preferred that. And so I love that. You know, like, I can understand, like, something being cheesy so you like it because, like, I remember watching Gundam Wing back in the day. Mm-hmm. I prefer that dubbed, and I'll even be the first to say that dub's not good necessarily, mm-hmm. but I enjoy that show so much more when Hiro Yui is like, Zex Marquise, I'm going to kill you. You know, I like it more about that. So I get that cheesy thing. So maybe that's where people are coming from with the Evangelion series, but yeah.
Yeah, what you're first
watching. You watch first,
for me,
maybe.
Like, all anime, like, in the original language, Japanese, but, like, Metal Gear Solid, like, you never really had the choice. Metal Gear Solid, English voice acting is, like, so iconic, like, I can't imagine playing that in, like, the Japanese voices.
Absolutely, that's a good example.
But, yeah, like, all anime I love in the original.
My Hero Academia was the dub I like more than the original.
You like that one the best?
That was the best.
Yeah. But I was going to say, you know, though, for me, though, like Dragon Ball Z, I watched in English and was like, what is this show? I was blown away. And then when I discovered the Japanese one, I never went back. Mm-hmm. The Japanese one was so iconic that I was like, I don't want to hear this dubbed anymore. So I've never had that experience where it's just what I heard first. Like, I don't know. I check out both and I go with what...
I'm torn on Z because, like, I kind of like the English dub of Z. Hmm. But with regular Dragon Ball, I can only listen to the subtitle.
I am all in for Goku's Japanese voice actress. Some people don't like it, don't like that acting.
Yeah.
Goku sounds like a high-pitched
kid.
Love it. That is how that character should sound.
Yeah.
That is, this is a weird, dumb alien guy, and that performance is iconic.
Totally agree with you. I've had the same exact experience. I grew up watching it on Toonami and seeing it all in English and loving it, having a great time. The one time I saw it in Japanese was for Resurrection F.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just went, oh, it's a completely different character.
Totally.
It's a completely different story.
Yeah.
Now I get why this got so big.
Yeah.
Because this is more complex than just, oh, I'm Superman. I can do whatever
I want. Yeah, he should not be Superman.
No, it's, I want to fight him. Hey, dude, I literally don't think you can beat him. Yeah, but I want to fight him. Hey, dude, it's if you lose, we're all dead. Yeah. I'm going to fight him. He's an idiot. And that's what's gone in the English version.
Yeah, there's a lot more of this risky feeling of like, when you see Goku in the American dub, you just go, all right, Superman's here. He's going to take care of it and we're good. What's lost is this kind of uneasy feeling of like, shit, it's all going to come down to this big idiot. I hope that he can even understand what needs to be done, much less save us. You know what I mean? Like, is this guy, this guy's at the wheel and oh my God, is it going to be okay? That element is lost to me when he sounds confident. Like, I don't know. But the English voice actor, Sean Schemmel, I think is how you say his name, did get better with that. I mean, I shouldn't say like his performance was useless or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
He did get better with that. I think a lot of what I'm thinking about is more of an earlier issue, but still, I like the...
I had a very adverse reaction to dubbing this week. We got the Persona 5 Dancing All Night, which is awesome. Atlas and his codes. I'm going to stream that this week, the upcoming Friday. Mm-hmm. I beat Persona 5, and they give you the option, like, you can download the voice track. So I played all Persona 5 with the Japanese voice acting. Loved it. Started Persona 5 Dancing All Night. The game starts with the tutorial, and I was assaulted with the English voices.
Oh,
and I was,
no.
After listening to these characters in Japanese for like 120 hours,
what?
It was English, and it was like, I ran out. Brian, how do I change it? You have to beat the tutorial. So I had to like fight through it, play the English voices, and then switch to Japanese, and now we're all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Persona 5 Dancing All Night, the game has been out in Japan for like a year now or whatever. It was, and they translate it. If you love Persona, this is a great bonus thing. On PS4, they're releasing all three, like P3, P4, and P5 in like a bundle. It's a rhythm game with all the Persona characters, but there's extra story stuff, and you can like go into the environments in kind of like a first-person mode. As someone who just beat Persona 5, I really, really like it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Very cute-ass game. But pick what you want. You can pick English or Japanese. I like the Japanese voices.
I want French. You got that? Is there an option for that? You
probably do that.
Yeah, French language maybe, but not voice.
Import
acting.
A copy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, speaking of dubs versus original Japanese, another one that I will not go to the original Japanese in terms of video games is 100% Xenoblade. Give me those accents. What a bunch of jokers. Well, so that's it, Shulk.
That's the power of the Monado.
Giving up the sword already? No, it's not like that at all.
Oh. So one game that does that specifically is like Street Fighter. In Street Fighter 4, and maybe in the Smash Brothers games, but in Street Fighter, because it's World Warriors, you can choose, do you want them to speak Japanese?
Yes.
English?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a game where I've gone in like, oh no, I like Guile's like Japanese voice, but I want Cammy's like, you know, like,
oh,
you can switch it individually.
That's awesome.
The American characters, like I chose American voices for them. And
so I think that kind of shit is way cool.
Somebody brought it up in the chat, and I gotta agree. The Japanese vocal dub of our Transforming video is better than ours. Our English sucks, but the Japanese, man, they got the guy who played Signal Man and Car Ranger. Right. The guy who played Solid Snake. They got everybody. Way better than
like
ours.
Famous people dubbed our fucking
dubbed
voices.
My dad.
Yeah.
The guy, this one actor in that video, I remember when the Kojima Productions people told me who was dubbing our video, and they listed one guy. I seriously was like, Signal Man in Car Ranger? And they were like, yeah, he's played like 100 iconic roles in like every big
you
anime.
Go there.
And I'm like, but he was... Signal Man. He was the like space policeman that shot the evil pizzas on the car with his stoplight gun.
Are you talking about Space Sheriff Scheider?
No, Signal that's Man. No Car Ranger.
Oh,
yeah, come on.
All right.
They turned it into Power Rangers Turbo. I could go on forever, but anyway, but that was
unfortunately that was... he can't.
And aren't you glad?
Darn.
But anyway, yeah. So that was incredible.
Damn.
What else? I'm trying to think. you know, on the subject of Sega and Atlas and all that stuff, they sent you that, or they sent us the Persona thing, and they sent us the
Switch game, Sega Genesis collection.
Yeah, the Sega Genesis collection the Switch. Again, I don't know what we can and cannot review. That was on other systems. All I'll say is
it's not out on Switch yet. You can't buy it on Switch.
I think it's
coming out.
Yeah,
soon,
it's
yeah.
coming out.
Oh, well, then my review for it will be what I said before I played it. This game was meant to be on Switch.
Yeah.
It makes total sense for it to be on Switch, I'm so happy that I have it on Switch.
Yeah. So I agree. All I wanted to say was I've been playing a lot of Vector Man. That was a series that I forgot about, and I was like, oh, yeah, Vector Man.
Streets of Rage.
I used to play those all the time on Sega Chase.
So much
Sonic,
fun.
All that, and it has the like rewind feature.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm happy all these collections are coming out on the Switch. Like, that's super, super cool.
It's like everything you wanted your Game Gear to be, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
without the C battery.
Oh my God, you're right. This is the Game Gear.
Finally, call it Game Gear. They should just call it Game Gear Classic.
I used to play Vector Man on my Sega Nomad.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Which was a portable Genesis.
Yeah.
And it would run on like 8 double A's for 20 minutes. And it was like, yeah, I got dead. All right. I had to find the AC adapter. But now the Switch is like a little better Sega Nomad.
A little bit lighter.
Far we've come,
but yeah, that collection is really cool. Like you already know if you've seen this on the other systems, but the way that it's laid out, it's like when the game starts, you're in like your bedroom, and you've got Sega memorabilia all over the room, and there's a TV, there's all the cartridges on
the
shelf,
like a Comic Zone poster.
Yeah, and it's like okay, let me go to the shelf, let me see, you know, I'm gonna play Vector Man. Okay, let me put, and you put it in, and there's all kinds of extra stuff, and I'm all about presentation
with
that stuff. I love it. It's like having your own little collection, it's great. Yeah. So I've been playing the shit out of Vector Man.
I've been playing Streets of Rage. And you know what? We already talked about Mario Party a lot, but I played like a new mode that they never had before. Mm-hmm. I think maybe you talked about
the rhythm or river.
Rhythm was fun.
Yeah.
But the river thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a team thing where you're all working together, and then like all the mini games are team mini games, and you're all like, you can do it, you can do it. Like, it's like the opposite of Mario Party. You turn everyone on, and it's like,
okay,
it's so much, dude. That game really just keeps going.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's
like,
so
there's the base Mario Party, then there's the river rafting mode, which is four players, and then there's like a whole music rhythm game too within the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's again, it's like I tuned out of Mario Party for like so many sequels, but now this one's really good.
Yeah,
I never have like people to play with, so you know I play a lot of single player stuff. I've never got them.
Thing is, like, I
don't have one.
I wouldn't play that solo, but like, yeah, every Friday night, it's like, all right,
with the kids.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm really excited about Smash Brothers this week because of all the kind of like single player stuff and ancillary game stuff, and I keep forgetting that's Friday. But tomorrow is the PlayStation Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I tweeted out. I was like, who's still getting one? And
I'm in.
I think there were two yeses and 3,000 no's.
Now,
is it just because of the 50 frames per second thing?
I think so. I think there's so many things. I think they lost a lot of people at just the game selection.
Mm-hmm.
I think to narrow it to only 20 games, you were going to lose out on... You know, it's like the Super Nintendo Classic. They could have 20 games because those 20
so dense
are going to be like, hey, we got Final Fantasy. We got all... They got all the Mario games. They got Donkey Kong Country. They got...
Only have 20?
It only has...
The SNES?
20, 21.
And what does the NES have, 30?
I think it did.
And then the SNK or the Neo Geo has 40. So, yeah, and PlayStation's coming in with 20.
I think they just... I was talking with Derek about it the other day, and I don't think there's any one thing that makes it like, oh, fuck, this sucks.
Yeah,
this is fun. It's just there's so many cut corners
that
it feels like, did you care? Like, what happened? Like,
well, for me.
I was just going to say the Kotaku review of it. There's a guy, Chris Kohler, who I've met at 1,000 different things. I've known him for a long time. He's a great writer, and he wrote one line that said it so well. He was like, this is someone giving you a Picasso, an original Picasso, in a $9 frame. You know what I mean? It's like the games are all here. Yeah. Like the
corners
games
are
good.
Cut, though.
Yeah. The games are good, but it's like, really? What? Yeah. Why couldn't you just, you know?
Well, they were fucked, I feel like. Because, you know, with Nintendo can put their own games on it yeah. and it's going to sell like crazy.
Mm. And that's
Whereas
all they need to do.
Sony, you know, they have it's to get party. Yeah, they get third party games, and if you don't get the right third party, it's like
yeah, they're at the mercy of
if
that.
If Konami says no, then you're fucked. You know,
because to me, it's inconceivable it doesn't have Symphony of the Night.
Yeah,
but again, Konami had their own plan, and they just put out a Castlevania thing, so they don't want it on there. Probably.
That makes sense.
So,
yeah,
they put Metal Gear One. I mean, it has heavy hitters. It's it's not all bad. But like some of the heavy hertz have the PAL 50 hertz frame rate.
They don't run as smooth.
What?
Like,
So your TV in the US refreshes at 60 hertz a second, which is faster than 50. Yes. And it's not going to play the way you remember. That's what people are concerned.
Yeah, the PAL versions are 50 hertz instead of 60. So it's like, so it's a lesser version that we're getting?
Yeah, then
weird.
It's like, why don't you get the US ROMs for that? Like, it's
You know, I'm the kind of person that won't probably bother that much, but it's still just like, why? Like, why weren't these the definitive versions? That's what I love about the Super the SNES Classic.
Yeah.
Is, like, everything looks crisp and clear, and it's the best version. And that's what's great about it is, like, hey, Final Fantasy VI looks so good on my HDTV. That's the best it will look, and I'm going to play it on that. And, like, this PlayStation thing, it's, like, not the best versions. It's like, what are we doing?
I would love if they put out, like, a PlayStation Classic or PlayStation HD is just give me something I can put PS1 games inside. Like, something that's crisp and shoots out in HD. Yeah. I know, like, they aren't there yet with that kind of hardware because these are all, like, emulation boxes. But, like, they announced it and was like, can you open up and put discs in? No. Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
HyperCam.
Well, they had it. It was called PS3.
Yeah. and then all of those, like, those are all those like PS Fats are dead and dying. I keep trying to get new ones and they just die so fast.
Yeah.
Hyperkin just put out an HD cable for Xbox and an HD cable for Dreamcast. So I'm hoping to do PS2 stuff. But I like that there's so many, like the market for retro gaming proved by the classics is growing that I think we're going to have more options for
that's cool
shit.
That's
cool. I definitely think so. Save your
software.
I'm still getting the PlayStation Classic. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not getting it as this kind of definitive thing. Like, I want to just fuck around with it and talk about it on here.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so whatever. Like, that's where my allegiance with it lies. But I'm bummed that it didn't have the care that maybe it could have.
But this is also their first kind of classic collection. Yeah. You know, Nintendo's been doing the virtual console and curating that for a generation now. Sony's always kind of been lagging behind. So this is their first thing. Maybe it's not a failure, but maybe their next one. PS2 Classic, 10 years from now. Who knows?
Hopefully.
I think you'll probably see the Nintendo 64 one next year. Can't imagine they wouldn't.
That'd be so sick.
Pilot Wings, finally.
Yeah, finally.
20 games,
Pilot
though?
Wings.
What's it going to come in under?
See, that's the thing.
Because
like,
as you get it more advanced with graphics, you can fit less or, you know, supposedly. They can probably fit whatever
they want.
They
can just fill it with, like, 6 Madden games and just buff that out.
As you get bigger with the games, you can theoretically include less. As we get up there in the consoles.
Yeah, I would see it being less. But.
So, I mean, would a PS2 and an N64 be ridiculous if they only had 10?
No. Cool. Have a good 10.
Yeah. But a good 10 for us...
N64.
A good 10 for us is not so much a good 10 for someone else.
True, but honestly, all they need to have is Mario and Ocarina of Time, and then I'll give you
the 10 right now. Mario, Ocarina of Time, Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Maybe Donkey Kong 64.
Mario Kart.
Maybe. That was a stinker,
Mario. Did I already say Mario Kart?
No,
Mario Kart
is an absolute must.
Yeah.
I would love Bomberman 64, whatever. Star Fox 64.
Smash Brothers, fuck it. Just put it on.
I already said Smash.
Did
you say Perfect Dark, though?
Majora's Mask. Have to do Majora's Mask.
GoldenEye, the chat said.
Just
but they won't get that.
Yeah.
But why? Why not?
It'll be a licensing thing.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
rare.
But that's the thing, is like, you're not selling GoldenEye anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, Castlevania Shadow of the Night, we talked about, there's a reason.
Symphony of the Night,
Symphony of the Night. There's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. This, like, no one's playing GoldenEye. No one gives a
right, but like, yeah. Microsoft bought Rare. So then, like, where do they, you know, it just doesn't make sense. But somebody brought up a good point. Yeah, Pokemon Snap, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon
Snap. If it just had what we just said, I'd get it.
Holy shit, I would get it so fast.
I don't need anything else, really.
Yeah.
No.
I know Bomberman 64 might not be on a lot of people's list. I thought that was an incredible
game. I never tried that or Kirby 64.
I loved that game.
Me neither.
But that's just me.
Cute ass shit. Well, speaking real fast on Mario Kart, on the Mega 64 Archives channel, we just did 4-player Mario Kart 64. Yeah. So there's now 2 hours of 4-player Mario Kart 64 on the Mega 64 Archives channel. You can imagine all the curse words that were spoken. Kind of like a Mario, you know.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Last Game Standing.
That was really fun. So check that out.
Other big announcement in Mega 64 this week, Christmas Cast 2018. December 16th at 6 p.m.
There it is.
So get ready for that. 6 p.m. Pacific on December 16th.
My belly's That's already aching.
Christmas cast. So get ready. And enough said. I mean, what else is there to say? Be there or miss out and you'll hate yourself.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're going to see it uncensored live on Twitch, too.
And I think, you're going to want those emotes.
Yeah.
When you're watching a Christmas cast. So when you see Doc Ryan, stocks down.
Wait, stocks he's down. Invited again?
He just don't he's, tell him he won. It is.
So he's got to fucking be like a reigning champion? And
it's like at the Oscars.
We need a contender.
Presenters from
he's got to come. We have to dethrone him.
Yeah.
Although he did
he
cheat.
He was my roadblock.
He
was
a cheater. He licked tomatoes and all
he
that.
He licked tomatoes.
He brought some ECW stuff in.
I'm still not sure. That was sick. I'm still not sure.
Sicko. Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened
dethrone
last
the king.
Year. Low point in my
beheading.
Life.
Hey, revolution.
Last week we got into this discussion. It's not related to Dr. Ryan or Mr. Ryan or whatever he is now. What
Check
is
his
lawyer?
My attorney, yeah.
Last legally. Week we got into this discussion about when we were talking about the White Album being remastered, and Derek was talking about it being a money grab.
Right.
Which I understand.
Derek and I were a bit contrarian on that, on that night.
Well, but here's the thing. The Beatles Empire wants to stay the Beatles Empire.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
they're putting out cash grabs.
Hell yeah.
But you can't sell out unless someone wants to buy in. So,
the point.
So, you know, is it a cash grab? Sure. But there are people who also want it. I was dying for them to do that treatment to the White Album. So it's like, well, I want that. Now, what I wanted to talk about is what are money grabs from the things that you like or the people or bands or this or that, whatever.
Yeah.
That are just, wow, that's just a money grab. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Because, like, okay, is the remastered White Album a money grab? Maybe it is. But ultimately, the fans want it. So, okay, hey, maybe it's a money grab, but people want to buy in. Whatever.
My first thought was, like, Oblivion Horse Armor. Like, just there's coming down to, like, video game DLC.
Yeah.
There's stuff where it's like, all right, maps, but then when they slice it out, you could have included it. Whatever. But that's still content. When it's, like, 6,000 costumes, and it's like, do we need all these you know. So DLC can be
The chat is already going, Fallout 76,
I knew that was the big one. But
yeah, DLC. You know, for me, everyone knows out there I make no mistake about being apple cucked.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. And Apple shit always costs more. Yeah. Mm. You know, Apple tax, as they jokingly call it.
Oh.
But, you know, whatever. Hey, I like, you know, okay, the MacBook Pro. I would rather use a MacBook Pro. I'll pay more for that. I like the experience of using that. It's a great machine. I really like it. Okay, great. But you buy a power adapter. Okay, here's a USB-C brick. For $79.99. Okay. Wait, where's the cable?
Oh,
fuck. Well, yeah, you need a USB-C cable. That's another.
Are you serious?
Apple?
You fucking asshole.
What are
you
doing?
That is like, you piece of shit.
They don't give you the fucking cable?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. They give you all this with the MacBook. But if you needed another charger.
Yeah.
Or you know, whatever. Like, obviously, all of that comes with the computer. But if you need that again, like, I bought a second one. And it was like, these are separate things. Like, by the time you're done, you have $100 spent in separate things. Like, why do you not even just sell one thing that has both? But the fortunate thing is that USB-C is such a, it's non-proprietary. Anybody makes it. So you could get an $18 Motorola charger if you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
But it won't maybe not charge as fast or just, you know, it's just like, what?
I feel like Apple.
That is so shitty.
Does not, they don't care. And that is very obvious. It's like they don't hide it.
Well, it's not even them caring as much as it is they are detached.
Yeah, and I feel like
they're so focused on making this perfect like ecosystem thing, and a lot of it they're doing a great job on. But then in the meantime, it's like, hey, you haven't updated your desktop computer since 2014. Is what happened there? And this adapter is $100.
Yeah.
What are we doing? They're out of touch.
That exactly is the same thing with Disney for me. Where it's like, Tomorrowland hasn't been changed since 1993 or whatever, and you're charging me now $117 to get into your park, whereas before, like, what do you...
Yeah.
Like, but in Star Wars Land, it's not fucking open. The rides are pretty much the same, but you're charging $1 million more, and the parking's more, and, like,
but
what
you know,
are you doing?
That doesn't strike me, though, as much as out of touch. Apple strikes me as out of touch in terms of, like, you're so on this, like, you're like, wow, look at the great things we're doing with iOS. yeah, iOS is great, but there's a ton of people with a desktop computer that are wondering what to do.
Right.
You're not making doing anything for them. Disney doesn't strike me as that. Disney just strikes me as, we can't make any more money. How do we make more money? It's not even out of touch to me so much as just greed times a thousand.
It's just so evil. It's just evil.
Speaking of evil, the biggest cash grab of them all, GameStop. Like, if you buy a used game for $2, it's like, oh, do you want a warranty on that? Best Buy does that shit too. It's like, oh, on physical media? No, I'm good. Most people don't fall for that, but I feel like parents and elderly, grandson to enjoy this. Yeah. Like, those kinds of things. Again, it's harmless. It's teenagers being forced to do it, but I don't go into GameStop because everything is like, do you want to pre-order? Do you want to do this? Do you want this Game Informer? All this shit that's annoying.
Well, their business model has got to be going away with
they're so
fucking
fucked. Yeah.
Like, digital distribution is just taken over.
They are done.
Well, this last,
it's a toy
what
store
I thought you were going to bring up is that this last quarter or whatever, they took a $480 million loss.
Ooh,
and what's crazy is games were not
spicy
not
meatball.
Selling.
No, I saw on
game sales were really strong this last quarter.
Yeah.
So if there's any time that they shouldn't lose money, it would be now.
You know what? And as environmentalists here at Mega 64, as you know, we're all green. This digital distribution, it's cutting down on plastic. That means less oil out in the environment.
That's good.
We're sending packets and reducing carbon footprints.
Reduce your footprint.
What could be better?
Increase your gamer score. Reduce your footprint.
Yeah. You know, all that extra plastic from these discs and cases now is being shipped into the Funko Pop Factory and morphed into sizable
something
figures.
Better.
11 from Stranger Things.
Yeah, now you can go get 11 from Stranger Things at your local GameStop. Exactly.
I think that, honestly, in 15 years, what our generation feels about Blockbuster, this current generation will say about GameStop.
Do
you remember that? Like, it's going to be the same thing.
Do you remember when I got those Fortnite
stocks? Then you'll long for it. Then you'll be like, oh, we should go.
And then there'll be retro GameStop pop-up stores, like how there's retro Saved by the Bell pop-up stores.
Yeah. Did you hear about the pop-up in L.A. that Payless did?
Yes, I did.
We talked about this, I think.
The shoes?
Oh, yeah. Hey, and great job. This was a marketing thing. And great job, because we're talking about Payless on our podcast.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have probably done that, but Payless
Unless
Shoes.
You pay up.
Payless Shoes did a pop-up in L.A. called Pelesi. And they put
like
their shoes into a different box.
But they didn't
sold them.
Say they were Payless.
That's like a Nathan For You bit.
Yeah. So they took the same Payless shoes and put them in a different box and charged $400 or $500
per pair.
And they're all $20 shoes.
Was it Banksy?
And all these influencers and all these people showed up and bought the shoes and did all the stuff. And it was all just like to show like, hey.
Our shoes are just
Payless. They're just as good.
Yeah, they can't tell.
Yeah. What a brilliant promotion. I mean, I heard that and I was just like, yeah. And now we're all talking about Payless.
Pelesi.
Yeah.
And if it's good enough for, you know, the influencers.
I think I got busy in the back of a Payless shoe store once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Wow. That Payless.
Wait. Like in the very back? Like with a.
Yeah, like
you
back. Where
worked there.
Yeah. Manager. Nice. I was dating her.
Nice. Manager.
Ooh. Yeah.
Payless, get more.
So you fucked in a Payless?
Baby.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know what the statute is on that.
It's all up. They like that. They like it.
Yeah, Payless.
Payless
I don't know.
Seems cool now, dude. I'm gonna hang out at Payless.
Were they doing a BOGO deal that?
It was. I have a foot fetish.
That's pretty cool.
The foot fetish?
No.
Oh, okay. I was joking about that because that's not no Tarantino, please.
No, but just you know, like that's. You got busy at a Payless.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah, in the back of a mall.
Any other cool stores?
Yeah,
I'm
Toxic Shock.
Like any store? I don't know stores. I have like locations that are funny.
And you know what? Sometimes
but, like, not like that.
Sometimes it's just a matter of like, hey, for the story, you know,
that
just a little in-out real quick.
At In-N-Out?
Maybe not a completion, not a full completion session, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just enough to count the
Just that
know,
like
join
got,
club.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've had stories.
Just enough to get the gamer score.
Yeah.
Exactly, where it's like, hey, I can say this happened.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
Funny.
Get the achievement.
Not new game plus it.
Well,
I'm
not going to beat the game.
No, not all the collectibles.
I don't need 100% this game.
No.
I'm just going to insert
just
the disc.
Just finish it, hit the credits. Yeah.
But don't completely install and download.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. So where? Like Panda Express, Build-A-Bear?
Disney Never
store.
A GameStop, sadly.
Disney Store, definitely.
Yeah. Lego Store.
Planet X.
Planet
Before
X,
it was
Babbage's,
yeah.
Science Discovery Store,
FYE,
Spencer's,
yeah.
Babbage's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we did them.
No, just pay less. Just pay less.
Seize candy. It. You see something.
Pay less and Toxic Shock.
And Toxic Shock?
Yeah.
Okay. But so in that mall, though.
Yeah.
So you could say in that mall. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, who else has gotten down in a mall?
I haven't gotten down in a mall.
Oh, dude, you got to get down in the mall.
But next
time, you
never
did a popcorn trick at the movie theater?
Next time you watch Lost and you go to the Dharma Village, just
oh yeah,
just think about things that happen in the Dharma Village. Huh?
The bunkhouse.
Nuh-uh. Shut the fuck up. Hey, no way.
Just for the story, yeah,
dude. In the bunkhouse.
Yeah,
they left you unattended there.
Yeah. Yes.
What the fuck? I didn't know this.
Let me.
You got to share.
Let me just say. That, yes, it is a youth camp. It was not currently in session. And
yeah, school
closed.
Was out.
What's happened to me?
It was closed. Mm. There was no one around. And, you know, just like any place I went to that was filmed in Lost, we did some stuff just because it was funny.
What the fuck?
The place, the camp? You know where Sawyer tortured Saeed.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
He tortured her.
It's true.
Sean put his bamboo shoots in her fingernails.
Oh no.
The scene that's terrible.
Dude, you guys.
And right. The second like zippers went up, someone walked right by like, oh, that was close.
Perfect.
Whoa, shit, the others.
It was.
You guys are voyeurs.
You started hearing the whispers.
Did you do it bear style in the polar bear cages?
We didn't. Okay, that we did have a guide. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it there.
Why three-way, dude?
There we go. On the same, not the only person that's on my honeymoon.
What?
But on the same thing, right next to that tree, there was a legit World War II bunker that was made to like, because it's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So it was like this underground place. So it was like secluded. And we're like, well, we're in this cool bunker. Let's bunk up.
Be the bunkhouse boys.
It's disrespectful to World War II.
I thought those guys probably in the bunker wished this could happen.
They do, dude.
They were like, this is what they dreamed of.
They were dreaming.
I'm living the dream.
Dreaming of back home, Kansas.
I'm living the fucking dream.
Dreaming of Mary Jane really rotten sick. Crotch.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. I said too much.
No, good stuff.
No, it's okay, Sean. I shared. You shared.
But next time you watch the show, just know that I ruined it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You made a lasting memory.
Yeah.
That's great.
Cool. Hell yeah.
When you finished, were you like, damn it, Kate, run?
I told you. I sometimes you don't go complete the game. You just insert the disc.
Oh, man.
Just pop it in to see. To have the story that I played this game.
You watch the opening cutscene.
Yeah.
I watched the opening cutscene just to say I watched the cutscene.
And then you saved.
And you got the achievement from being
now,
the first level.
Ironically, I never have said a word of this until now. This was, 8 years ago.
Yeah. Mine was
so
way
I guess
longer than
I
that.
Had that story and I never decided to tell it because that's kind of weird. But I
probably forgot about it until we were just talking about it. And it kinda,
when you said the Payless, I was like, oh, yeah.
Came back up.
Yeah. And there's, whatever. There we go.
It's good. Get out there and live life, folks. Listen to Sean and I.
Yeah.
Kind of ruined that show for me.
Kind of made it for me.
Not gonna watch anymore.
Oh, Lord. Well.
Now what's next? Banged on the set of The Wonder Years, I'm afraid to ask.
If I ever had the tour.
What would you do? Wonder Years was Neighborhood Streets. You
one time I remember I was at a Halloween party. This is not about sex.
Great. Oh, okay.
Hold your horses. I remember waiting for a taxi to come pick us up, and I had to pee so bad. And I was like, no one's around. I'm like, I'm just going to pee in the middle of the street. Like, right in the middle. Because I've never done that before.
And
who's,
it was like 2
who's
in the morning.
Who's ever peed in the middle of the street? I'm going to do it. So, yeah, I did it. Just to do it.
Sometimes that's the best place for it.
You just do things. Yeah. There's no reason for it.
Cars are just going to drive over it. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's a good spot for it.
I think so. Anyways.
Thanks for watching. Anything else you want to share?
I think I've shared enough.
Subject. Yeah. Jeez.
I'll have to tell Jenny all the things I said tonight.
No.
Well, you know what, Sean?
Don't say anything.
I think we're kind of, whether you accepted my apology or not before, I think we're kind of even now, with Evangelion and kind of what you just did to me with Lost. I feel like kind of we have some common ground.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
So, I'm going to power through that and I'll give Lost another shot. And I think Evangelion, once it's on Netflix, you should pick up the old episode one and hit play.
I'll watch it with you.
Anything wrong with that.
Okay, can you explain it to me?
Sure, if you want.
Yeah. I've can I watch it at half speed? Because I'm so dumb that it's going to take a while for me to process everything.
I've rewatched Ava with people to give them like their first... Like, they approached me. I'm never the person that's like, hey, you should watch this. But if someone is like, hey, I want to watch this, I'll be like, oh, I'll watch that with you. Sit down or whatever. I have to stop myself and go like, hey, am I like talking and explaining through? And they're like, no, I actually really appreciate
it. Yeah, I would appreciate it.
That's with Evangelion, you know, it's hard because I always, I've been in that situation. Evangelion, I kind of stay quiet because I felt like, I almost felt like I gained more from it watching it by myself. So it's like, hey, I'm happy to watch this with you, but I'm
this would be more during like credits. Like, okay, like in between episodes, like I would sum up and like summarize stuff that like remember this, that.
Sure, totally. Well, I was going to say where I am like that though, where I will speak up and it's like, okay, you got to tell me what level to keep going is The Godfather.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I've been in many situations where maybe it was someone I was dating or just whoever. I show them The Godfather 1 and 2, and it's like, you got to tell me when to turn it up or down. It's like, okay, I don't remember any of these names. All right, I'm turning it up. Okay, that's all right. That's, you know, Luca Brasi, and that's, you know, whatever.
I always
Michael
did
Corleone. I'm giving the most basic character possible.
I did the same thing though. Like, hey, you got to tell me if you want me to continue this or if I should shut the fuck up. And thinking back, like, I think they were just polite, saying like, no, it's informative. But I was probably just annoying because I can wax poetic about Evangelion.
Yeah, I get that way. Just with general people, like whenever I'm at Disneyland with friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm at Disneyland with friends, especially if people who haven't been there before, I have to, like, you tell me to turn this up or down because I can tell you shit. Yeah. I could tell you shit about every square foot of this. So let me know what level you want this to be at. And it's just like, okay. And some people are like, shut up. I want to go on Space Mountain. And then some people are like, why is that wall bricked up? Well, actually, there were catacombs in there at one point, and it was going to be the connecting tissue between the Haunted Mansion and the pirates. So anyway.
Whoa.
You just broke that secret.
God. I'm now playing like, should I have said these things?
No, Sean. What?
It's all good.
Sean. ABC is going to sue you. Damon Lindelof is so mad right now.
They're so mad.
They've canceled Lost.
They're so mad that this random tree they happen to shoot at, I also happen to...
Your stories are about love.
Yeah.
And commitment.
It was my honeymoon.
It was a honeymoon of engaged couples.
Yeah.
In...
And I banged on my... I'm sorry. I banged on my honeymoon.
Yeah, what do you want him to do?
I'm sorry.
You wanted to fucking holster
God
it?
God was fine with it.
Yeah.
Did you find something?
What did I what? Sideways? Flash sideways.
During day.
I think that's totally legal, first of all, and great. You know, you guys are a married couple. What else are you gonna do?
Mine was literally deviant. Nothing. I'm in the back room of a fucking business.
You're right. Okay, thank you.
Terrible.
Thanks. Thank you.
Ugh.
KB Toys. Did it ever happen?
No.
Ah.
Never.
That would have been fun.
Never got going in KBs. This is a little before. I was still in high
school
then, so I had my V cards.
There were a lot of people recently when Toys R Us went away, there were a lot of people bummed about it.
Yeah.
And then I remember there was a news story that was like KB Toys might come back, and everyone went nuts. Yeah! Does anyone remember shopping at KB Toys?
It's a nightmare.
They sucked, and they cost four times more than Toys R Us.
Yeah.
I was a kid, and I hated going in there.
Yeah. That was always the last resort store for me because like Power Rangers would be... you know, $5 at Toys R Us, and they would always be like $9 or $9.99 in KB's. And so it was like, well, they're the only one that has the Phantom Ranger. I guess I have to go there, you know, but it sucked.
Yeah.
It really sucked.
I worked there, got a discount, but still didn't buy stuff there because it was too expensive, even with the discount. And then the weirdest thing was, all right, you get a discount on stuff in the store except video games. It's like,
the one fucking thing
I want here. Sorry. Can't do that.
Yeah, like, that's whack.
All right.
Did anybody get like a cool discount where they worked? Like where it was it was life-changing shit?
The main reason, like when I worked at a movie theater, I was a manager for like 2 years. I wanted to work at a movie theater so I could see free movies. This was before MoviePass. This is what I did. I got a job specifically at an art house movie theater so I could see as many art house films as I wanted to. And when I worked there, none of the other employees gave a shit about indie movies except me. So I was showing up like every day, like, yeah, I'm going to see this and this and this and this.
They weren't into the station agent?
No, I had every employee come up to me and be like, Frank, why doesn't our theater play good movies? And I would just like, well, the distribution model. I would just be a nerd at school.
Yeah,
or
that's
at,
cool.
At work, yeah, Jesus. So that was dope.
Well, yeah, I was going to say working at Blockbuster when I worked at the, you know, that was awesome because it was just free rentals. Mm-hmm. Free rentals, and then all like you could take stuff like, hey, we got Attack of the Clones a month early. You could just take that home. Okay, great. You know, yeah, Attack of the Clones.
Hot.
I know.
Hot.
Sick. But then games too. You know, I got any game. You know, so that was really, really great. And then I would get discounts on buying shit. But the stuff was so overpriced there that didn't really matter. You know. So.
What about you, Sean?
I'm trying to think.
Subway.
Subway. If you worked 5 hours, you got a free foot long.
That's pretty dope. Because honestly, all I can think of is
I'll take it. Yeah.
Everywhere I worked that would hook me up with a discount on the nearest soda fountain. Was always just the fucking highlight of like, I worked at the snack bar.
The malls would have like.
I worked at the snack bar at the hockey rink I grew up playing hockey at. And I worked there just to get like soda all fucking day. I don't think they paid me. I can't remember.
Oh.
And then the same with the mall. It was just like, no, go down to Cinnabon for the 75 cent large refills.
Oh, so that was the weird thing.
That's all I cared about.
I totally forgot about this. So I worked at a Blockbuster next to – I know we're going over. I'll wrap this up.
That's
but,
okay.
But I worked at a Blockbuster next to a Papa John's. And you know that, Sean, because but, like half our friends worked at that Papa
right,
John's.
Right, right, right.
Pizza next to us. And what was weird is I remember now at Blockbuster that we had a lot of snacks. And our turnaround on the – not that many people would buy snacks at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And so the turnaround was constantly like we would just throw them out.
Expiration date,
they
right?
weren't even expired. It was just like we would just get more and more. So it's like, well, we got to get rid of the other. So they would give us we didn't have a fountain. We had bottled drinks in a big fridge, and those were just free. If you were an employee, you could just get those. You could just boop, void it out. Okay, take it. All right.
Oh, sick.
What was funny was that Papa John's, they got pizza for free.
Right.
They had to pay for drinks.
That's weird.
Drinks were not part of the plan. Like, 2 liters, you know?
Two minds come
they
together.
Couldn't do it. So that was our mutual. It was like, it was seriously like the truce was like Blockbuster. And they would come over and take drinks and we would get pizza from them. They would, you know, they would be like.
Open door policy.
We're going to get Cokes for everybody. Great. Okay. What kind of pizza you guys want? Pepperoni. Great. And they would bring that over. And that was like. So for so long, I never paid to eat.
Yeah,
but
that's sick.
Food hacks.
But I will say,
I
have been. I wasn't in my best shape during that time. I'll say.
Well,
that.
But you were well fed.
Papa John's pizza.
You were hungry.
When Jonathan, this is right after high school. He lived with me at my dad's house for like 6 months. While he was there's some circumstance behind it. But anyways, he worked at Papa John's, and every shift he'd bring home pizzas for all of us, and we each got our own pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had a fucked up car that made this boom, boom, boom sound whenever he opened up the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being in the living room with my dad, and we were playing, I think it was like WarioWare, and we're the boom, 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 and we're all like, oh, pizza's here. And like,
yeah, you were
every night.
He had pizza for me. Like, we picked our favorite pizzas. We just knew what they were, and he's made them for us every night.
That's
and you hear that gunshot of a door opening, and you'd be like, oh, pizza.
Yeah.
I remember that feeling.
But anyways, we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to text Jenny and tell her I said these things and see what she says. So if you're curious for the answer, watch the after show.
Uh-oh.
That's how you
that's
get people.
That's on our archive channel.
That's how you get people
Sean
to
Sean might
tune
not
in.
Be here for the after show. He might just be in the parking lot peeling out with on his way to the flower store before they close.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Chocolate and Dr. Pepper.
All right. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thank you.
And I guess don't watch Lost anymore.
I've watched it. Good night.
Garrett.
Yeah, sex tape.